Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. It's been 40 years since ABBA released new songs into the world, and now we have two tracks. Don't forget to say thank you for the music to them. This one is I Still Have Faith in You, and this is Don't Shut Me Down. Both will appear on a new album called Voyage in November, and perhaps just as exciting, they've also announced a concert which will be held in London's Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. But Mamma Mia, it'll be a bit different, featuring virtual versions of the band recreated to look like they did in 1979, which is when this came out. Our arts correspondent Robert Dex is here. Robert, it's all very ambitious. They're even building their own stadium.
Yeah, about a 3,500-seater, I think, which isn't, when you think about the crowds they could play to, isn't that massive. But equally, when you think about the crowds we've had for the last 2 years, it is going to be a lot of people's first really big gig when it happens next year. So yeah, it's pretty ambitious. But I think actually it's more of a technical thing because it's such a technical show that they can't take the show anywhere else. They have to build their own stage, essentially, because this, of course, is not ABBA. This is digital ABBA, and there will be an awful lot of wiring involved, which there probably would be if they were there in person as well, I suppose, given the age they are. But it's more than that. And actually, that was the really nice thing. I think it was Benny said, somebody said, why are you doing it here? And he said, well, of course we've come to London.
When it comes to entertainment,
yes,
you know, theatre, yeah, musicals, concerts, it's all here. It's been here for years and years and years. Yeah. And there is a big audience from all over the world traveling here for that reason. So,
and also the,
it was a no-brainer, really.
A pretty nice thing for him to say, considering the last couple of years we've had in London. And I imagine Sadiq Khan was probably delighted with him saying it. And we'll see it on posters in very large letters quite soon.
London's been given the seal of approval by ABBA. It's quite nice, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I imagine Stockholm are probably on the phone right now saying, excuse me.
But as you not so subtly hinted there, they are getting on a bit, these ABBA people. They've got these, what they're calling, avatars, which is digital versions of themselves. What do you make of those?
I mean, I've only seen seconds of a clip, and it sort of reminded me a bit of sort of the 80s film Tron, if it had been set in an old folks' home, because they're all sort of wired up. But it will be. I don't think it'd be fair to say until you see the gig, and you can imagine the gig. 3,500 ABBA fans going crazy, this strange sort of digital band playing with live music, as I understand it. It could work. I mean, stranger things have happened on stage, haven't they?
It is the concert that I think a lot of people thought would never happen. ABBA, for decades, have refused to hold a reunion. Is there still a place in the music world for a band from the 70s and 80s?
When they're that good, I think there is. My daughter's just got into ABBA literally in the last couple of weeks because she had to sing one of their songs somewhere. And we've kept saying to her, oh, do you know what? If you like that, you might like this one.
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free.
Oh, you should listen to this one.
The winner takes it all. The loser has to fall.
And there is, you know, a pretty solid 10, 20, 30 big massive hits that everyone knows.
So when you're near me, darling, can't you hear me? S-O-S.
So they've got the back catalogue to do, haven't they? You know, I mean, they are pretty much pop geniuses, I would say.
And I guess they have, despite not releasing any new music until this week, they have managed to keep themselves in the limelight through things like Mamma Mia and that kind of stuff. They've been... Even tribute bands, Bjorn Again, I mean, ABBA and the things around them have been pioneers of how to create a music brand, haven't they?
Yeah, and how to create a legacy. I mean, they're also very fortunate, of course, because I think people do identify them with Eurovision. And every year when there's somebody on Eurovision who is absolutely appalling and can't sing, it does just remind you of the quality that it used to be. And that, in fact, there was this actually... full-on amazing band that came out of it once upon a time. And, you know, why can't things be like that now? And, but yeah, they've been brilliant. They've managed their legacy, if you like. Isn't ABBA Gold is one of the best-selling records in the entire world? You know, every house has a copy, sort of thing. I mean, there's been museum shows, exhibitions. There's one recently in London where they recreated, I think this is right, the hotel room in Brighton where they discovered they'd won Eurovision with Waterloo. They've done brilliantly, but they've done brilliantly because they've got a couple of dozen absolutely top-drawer, brilliant songs that every new generation learns and loves. And if you've got that material, it's easier to keep your legacy going, I think.
How quickly do you think this concert will sell out?
I imagine it'll be sold out within a week. And I imagine it will then extend its... And presumably that is the point. You can then extend your run indefinitely because all you can do, you can change up your live band a bit, but the four avatars, well, you know, they can do matinees and do two shows a day. It'll be like the old days, you know? They won't be complaining. So yeah, I think it could it could be one of those shows, not unlike Mamma Mia, that runs and runs, you know, that it just takes basically permanent residency. Mamma Mia, does it show again? Mama, just how much I missed you.
And that's the leader. Check out standard.co.uk for more coverage of the story. Follow the live blog for breaking news. We're back on Monday at 4 p.m.